DECA News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 24, Pretoria 25, Tzaneen 21 grade. Ons begin in Nasia waar inwoners verskeie paaie versper het tydens 'n optog na Johannesburg Water se Enedel depot. Metropolisie stans op die toneel, woordvoerder Kolani Fitla.
This is causing traffic disruptions on the Marches route and that's on Golden Highway, and also expect disruptions in the Enedel area, especially on Provincial Road. And officers will continue to monitor the march and the area for any disruptions, and motorists and residents are advised to be aware of that protest march and to use alternative routes.
In November het die watervoorsiener onwettige waterverbindings by informele nedersettings in die gebied ontkoppel en beloof om watertankvangs te stuur. Die Satswane sê noodspanne kan nou toegang kry tot die tonnel onder die N1 hoofweg. Talle woonbuurte in die ooste van die metro is sedert Sondag sonder elektrisiteit nadat 'n kabel in die tonnel gesteel is. Metropolisie woordvoerder Lindile Mashigo.
Please note, the city remains committed to speeding up the repair process. Nevertheless, the area to be worked on demands caution. Teams are working diligently in the face of challenges and pressure in order to resolve the breakdown in this essential service.
Die Limpopo Departement van Gesondheid het vanoggend aangekondig dat alle dienste by die Witpoort Hospitaal herstel is. Die hospitaal het vroeër die week sy deure gesluit weens oorstromings. Dit moes ook bedrywighede staak en pasiënte na ander fasiliteite ontruim nadat die Palapaladam begin oorstroom het. Neil Shikwabamba verduidelik.
Community members can now go back to the hospital to receive services there, and even those who will require admission will be admitted in the facility because the situation has now stabilized. The hospital is fully operational and ready to serve the public once again.
Die polisie in Mpumalanga het 5 verdagtes in hegtenis geneem in verband met die moord op 'n polisiebeampte. Piet Pretorius is doodgeskiet terwyl hy gistermiddag 'n staatsvoertuig in Ermelo bestuur het. Woordvoerder van die polisie, Jabu Ndobani, sê 'n voertuig wat na bewering in die misdaad gebruik het, is vanoggend uitgebrand aangetref.
A vehicle believed to have been used in the commission of crime has also been found tortured this morning next to Extension 7 in Ermelo. A multidisciplinary team established by the acting provincial commissioner has managed to track and trace the suspect in Nelspruit. As promised, the acting provincial commissioner has highlighted that they will leave no stone unturned in finding these killers.
In Israëls kabinet het die stemmery oor die tydelike skietstilstand in Gaza en die gijselaar ooreenkoms tot Saterdag uitgestel. Eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu beskuldig Hamas dat hy op die nippertjie sy woord oor dele van die ooreenkoms verbreek en 'n krisis veroorsaak het. Sedert die skietstilstand ooreenkoms aangekondig is, het Israëlse aanvalle volgens berigte tot 86 sterftes gelei. Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Afrikaans om 12:00.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.